我们再一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，正像这个诗歌所唱的。
Just like what the hymn says.
我总是感觉，我们虽然会唱这样的诗歌。
I always feel that even though we know how to sing this hymn.
但是我们实际的光景，常常是差得很远。
But our true condition constantly falls short.
我们唱到古老的十字架的时候，好像这诗歌很享受、很甜美的感觉。
And when we sing about the old rugged cross, we feel that the hymn has a very sweet aroma to it.
但真正实际环境临到我们的时候，我们却又是那样的抗拒。
However, when the true lively circumstances come to us, we are objecting and opposing them.
我们唱到当橄榄要被压成渣变成油。
We sing about how olives that have known no pressure never can oil bestow.
葡萄被投入酒榨变成美酒。
If the grapes escape the wine press, cheering wine can never flow.
拿达被炼成香膏流出那样的芬芳。
Spikenard, only through the crushing, its fragrance can diffuse.
好像我们心中也很羡慕能够走上这样的道路。
It's almost as if our hearts long for this path and take this course.
但是真正我们碰到一些环境，碰到一些难处的时候，我们总是要保留自己。
However, when we encounter true circumstances in life and we encounter difficulties, we want to have some reservation on our part.
我们是口中欢迎背负十字架。
Even though our mouth proclaim we welcome the cross.
但是我们心中实在是抗拒十字架。
In our heart, we truly oppose the cross.
所以我们一面唱的时候，一面心中正是感觉到惭愧。
So as we sing these hymns, our hearts are really shameful.
我们在这里仰望主施恩和怜悯。
We look to the Lord to give us grace and mercy.
叫我们不仅能够唱这样的诗歌。
So that not only can we sing these hymns.
还要求主的恩手提携我们。
We also ask for the gracious hands of the Lord to lift us up.
使我们也能够走上这一条道路。
So that we can also take part and walk in this way.
我们求主带我们的脚步能够上路。
We entreat with the Lord to take our footsteps to take this path.
求主使我们在跟随的路上不知半截跌倒。
We entreat the Lord that we will not stumble and fall on this path.
也求主给我们勇敢的心智，能够跟随你到底而不改变。
We also ask God to give us a heart of courage so that we will follow you and never change.
当我们今天来传讲这十字架的信息的时候，真是需要主的恩典。
As we preach about the cross, we truly need your grace.
需要主的怜恤。
We truly desire your
mercy. 需要主的扶持。
We need your sustaining.
我们讲的人实在觉得很不配。
We who speak truly feel that we are not worthy of it.
我们求主你来祝福你自己的话语。
However, we ask the Lord to bless your own word.
使他能够成为众圣徒和众教会的祝福。
So that it can be a blessing for the multitude of churches and saints.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们和弟兄姊妹先来读两处的圣经。
We will first read two passages from the Bible.
马太福音第十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
十六章二十一节。
Chapter 16, verse 21.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
From that time, Jesus Christ began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
24 and 25.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it.
我们再读旧约出埃及记第13章。
Let's go on to read out the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 13.
13章17节18节。 法老容百姓去的时候，腓力斯的道路虽近，神却不领他们从那里走，因为神说恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔，就回埃及去。所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路。
Now it came about when Pharaoh had led the people go that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, even though it was near. For God said, lest the people change their minds when they see war and they return to Egypt. Hence, God led the people around by the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea and the sons of Israelites.
我们是一般同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄和姊妹。
We are holy brethren and sisters who are partakers of the heavenly calling.
有一个从天上来的呼召，要召我们进到神的心意中，要领我们进入的那个目标。
And there's a calling from the heavenlies that call us to go into this goal.
同蒙天召的弟兄们，我们有三个重要的点。
There are three key points for people who are partakers of this heavenly calling.
一个就是异象。
First, vision.
我们必须看见神要带我们去哪里。
First, we must see where God is leading us to.
我们的目标是什么。
And what is our goal?
第二个重点, 我们的道路是怎么样的走。
Second, key point is, what is this way?
第三个重点, 是讲到我们行走道路的能力在哪里。
The third key point is, where is this power that enables us to take part in this way?
昨天上午我们讲了那个意象。
Yesterday morning, we shared about the vision.
就神领我们要进到他在历史历代所计划、所工作、要达到的那个神圣的标杆。
Which is for generations and ages, God has planned and working toward this goal that he would reach us.
从旧约的预表来说，就进入流奶与蜜的迦南美地。
From the Old Testament, it is the typology of the land flowing with milk and honey.
照着新约的启示，就给我们看见，那是历史历代神所经营、所建造的那一座圣城，也就是新耶路撒冷。
From the revelation of the New Testament, it is that New Jerusalem where the builder and an architect is God.
所以意象就是圣灵开启了我们眼睛，我们看见了神眼中所看见的那件事。
So the vision is something that the Holy Spirit opens our eyes and we can see what God sees.
那今天呢，我们要来讲到。 达到这个目标的这条道路。
And today we will share about how to get to this goal, the way by which we accomplish.
我们要知道这条道路是怎样走法的。
And how are we going to walk in this way?
我想我先从神创造的万物中来看一个原则。
First, we want to see a principle by which God has created the universe.
当神在创造万物的时候，他已经把一些属灵的原则写在神所创造的一些事物的里头。
When God created all things, He has written down some spiritual principles on the things by which He creates.
我想我们每一个人都知道毛毛虫变蝴蝶的故事。
I think all of us know about the story where the caterpillar is turned into a butterfly.
这个毛毛虫是那样的卑微，那样的丑陋，那样的真是算不得什么。
The caterpillar is so lowly, ugly, and is worth nothing.
但是当它经过蜕变而变成蝴蝶的时候，那是人见人爱。
However, through metamorphosis, when it turns into a butterfly, everyone loves it.
没有人喜欢毛毛虫。
Nobody likes the caterpillars.
但是人人都喜欢蝴蝶。
But everybody loves the butterflies.
但你要知道，毛毛虫变蝴蝶要经过多少的苦难。
But do you know how much affliction the caterpillar has to suffer to be turned into a butterfly?
大概它在秋冬的时候，这个毛毛虫就要冬眠。
Between fall and winter, this caterpillar has to go into sleep.
它会吐出一种丝来，从它的自身会吐出一种丝来，使它作茧自缚。
And he has to spill out the silk and make a cocoon for itself.
把自己就捆绑在那一个小小的茧的里头。
So it has to be bound in this little cocoon.
那经过死。
And through time.
然后到了第二年的春天。
Till the spring of next year.
这个毛毛虫啊，在里面就蜕变。
There's metamorphosis in the caterpillar.
啊，它就用一种液体会把那个茧就开一个口。
He uses some kinds of liquid to open up a hole in the cocoon.
一个小小的口。
A little hole.
啊，然后呢，里面那个毛毛虫的蛹啊，它就从那个小小的口里边呢，就挣扎出来。
So from that little hole, this butterfly will have to squeeze out from the cocoon.
那么那里面那一个蛹要经过那一个小小的口啊，它非常痛苦挣扎出来的。
It is through painful struggles that it can get through this little hole.
那必须是那样的用力，那样的辛苦，那样真是几乎真是有的时候看起来，有小孩子看，好像是舍不得用剪刀把它剪一剪，让它快一点出来。
It has used so much force and has to go through so much affliction, and sometimes little kids want to cut up the cocoon to help it out.
但是这个剪刀一剪了之后啊，这个蝴蝶出来不会飞的。
However, if you use the scissors to cut up the cocoon, this butterfly, when it gets out, do not know how to fly.
它必须经过那一个痛苦的挣扎之后。
It has to go through painful struggles.
它那个翅膀才变成强有力。
Then its wings can be strong and with strength.
能够飞翔在天空之中。
And it can fly in the sky.
进入一个没有限制的那样一个荣耀世界里面。
And it can go into this unlimited glorious world.
变成我们所看见的这个美丽的蝴蝶。
And it can turn into this beautiful butterfly that we can see.
这个就是神在创造万物的时候写下一条从苦难进到荣耀里面去的道路。
And so this is the principle that when God created all things, that through affliction we could go into glory.
所以我们从旧约里面呢，刚才我们看到一处圣经。
So from the Old Testament, we just read a passage.
我们先来看旧约的预表。
Let's look at a typology in the Old Testament.
刚才我们读的圣经说，腓力斯的道路虽近，神却不领他们从那里走。
Earlier we read that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, even though it was near.
反而神领他们走一条旷野红海的道路。
But God led them around by the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea.
照地理上的环境来说啊，这个从埃及到迦南去大概只要几天路程就可以的。
According to a geography, from Egypt to Canaan, we only need several days.
啊，大概从何利山到加迪斯巴尼亚呢，大概只要11天就可以了。
It only takes about 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea.
但是这么近，这么方便的一条道路，神不让他们走。
However, God did not allow them to take the short and convenient way.
神要他们走一条红海旷野的路。
However, God wanted them to go to take the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea.
所以我们这里要看见，第一，神不要我们走世界容易的道路。
So first, God lets us see here that He does not want us to take the convenient way of the world.
我们的天性，我们人人都喜欢走一条捷径。
In our natural self, we want to take the shortcuts.
无论我们在校园里，或者是在别的地方啊，如果有一条捷径的话呀，我们总喜欢走一条最短、最方便的那条捷径。
Whether it's on this campus or elsewhere, we always want to take the shortcuts, the shortest and the most convenient way.
连我们做人处事也一样，看看有一条捷径没有，发财有没有捷径。
We also handle ourselves in the world in the same way. Is there a shortcut to wealth?
升官有没有捷径？
Is there a shortcut to promotions?
有的还没有信主的朋友们呢，他常常问我们一个问题。
A lot of gospel friends always ask us this question.
你们既然说神是大能的、全能的，
if you say God is this great God and all sufficient,
那么我想呢，这个神啊，只要用一个小指头，就能够把我们这些罪人从地狱里面或者从大海中把我们勾上来了。
Then God only used His little pinky and scoop up all our sinners from the ocean.
何必还要差遣他的儿子来到地上降卑为人，还要让他受受加到那么多的痛苦？
Why does He need to get His Son to come down to this earth and be condescending and to suffer all the sufferings?
神既然是全能的，何必来这么一趟呢？
If He's all powerful, why does He need all this?
只要他的指头稍微动一动，我们就不是得救了吗？撒旦就不是灭亡了吗？
He just needs to move His finger a little bit and we'll be saved and Satan will be destroyed.
这个就是我们人的想法。
This is a human thinking.
神不是这么做。
God did not do it this way.
神的路不同我们的道路。
His way is not our way.
神的道路叫差遣他的儿子，他最亲爱的独生子来到世界，降卑成为一个最微小的人。
God's way is to get His beloved, begotten, only begotten Son to this earth to be humble, to become the most humblest man.
并且还要让他走上这个最残酷的一个刑罚，钉十字架而死。
And He also wants His Son to take the most cruel punishment, which is to die on a cross.
所以这个神的道路啊，真是不同我们的道路。
So God's way is truly different from our ways.
也有很多基督徒希望我们在树林上啊，有一个什么样的捷径。
And a lot of Christians also hope that there's a spiritual shortcut.
我很盼望能够成为一个树林人。
I truly want to be a spiritual man.
你们有没有最简便的方法啊，让我能够很快就能够属灵？
Do you have a very convenient way for me to become spiritual?
我常常觉得，我虽然很有心爱主侍奉主，
and I also feel that even though I have the heart to serve and love the Lord,
我也很想能够成为一个属灵的人，能够像主耶稣一样。
And I truly desire to be a spiritual man just like the Lord Jesus.
但是我花了很多的力气，花了很多的功夫，花了也很多时间，就是心有余而力不足。
However, despite all my much effort and strength, my heart is willing, but my strength is lacking.
你们有没有一个方法呀？也许被圣灵充满一下，我就变成个属灵的人了。
Do you have any way so that I can be filled with the Spirit, and then I can be a spiritual man?
这些啊，都是腓力斯人的道路。
This is all the ways of the Philistines.
腓力斯的道路虽近，神却不带他们走。
Even though the way of the Philistines was near, God did not lead them that way.
神要领我们走红海旷野的道路。
God wants to take us by the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea.
红海是代表神要将我们这个人埋葬在死水的里头。
The Red Sea represents the fact that God wants us to, God wants to bury us in the dead waters.
像哥林多前书所讲，保罗说，我们的祖宗啊，以色列人，从前在云下从海中经过。
Just like Paul said in 1 Corinthians, he said that our ancestors have passed through the clouds.
借着红海的水啊，他们受浸归入了摩西。
Through the waters of the Red Sea, they were baptized and unto Moses.
所以代表我们这个旧人要完全埋葬掉。
This means that our old man has to be totally buried.
那旷野呢？我们知道，旷野就代表各式各样的试炼都可能发生的地方。
The wilderness represents the place where all kinds of trials would take place.
我们昨天讲到新耶路撒冷。
Yesterday we talked about the New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷的材料啊，是金晶啊，是宝石，还有珍珠。
The material that made up of this New Jerusalem was pure gold, precious stones, and pearls.
你想这个金晶是怎么产生的？
Do you know how pure gold is manufactured?
从矿山里面开出来的金矿。
From the mountains, we get gold ores.
这个金矿当中里面呢有金质的成分。
There is some content of gold in this gold ore.
但是有更多的泥沙的成分。
But there are also mixtures of mud.
还有许多的杂质。
And there's also mixtures.
所以呢，这个金矿从矿山里面开采出来之后啊，先要把许多的泥沙洗净。
So when you first mine the gold ore from the mines, you first have to wash out the mud and the dirt.
然后还要把它放在泥炉中熬炼七次，把所有的杂质都把它炼净了。
And you have to put the ore in the furnace 7 times to purify and refine it.
圣经说，在泥炉中炼过七次啊，就成为金晶。
The Bible says that if you have been refined 7 times in the furnace, you will become pure.
这样的金晶呢，才能够成为建造新耶路撒冷的材料。
That pure gold can be the material by which God builds New Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们这些蒙恩的基督徒啊，我们就是一块金矿，从矿山里面开出来一块金矿。
Brothers and sisters, don't you know that after we've been saved by grace, we are just like the gold ore from the mine.
我们信主之后呢，有主的生命，有主的成分呢，就在我们里边了。
After we believed in the Lord, the life of the Lord and His constitution are in us.
但是你知道吧，在我们身上有更多的成分是泥土。
But in us, there's a lot more of the constitution that is mud.
这些泥沙。
These are sand.
那就代表属地的成分。
That represents the earthly constitution.
那个属土的东西在我们身上更多。
There's more earthly matters, more earthly matters in us.
那么还有许多的杂质。
And there are also mixtures.
我们的血气。
Our flesh.
我们的肉体。
Our blood.
我们的旧造天然生命的许多的残渣。
And all these mixtures from the old creation.
所以啊，我们又是金矿，又是有金质的成分，又有泥沙和很多的杂质。
So even though on one hand we do have the portion of gold from the gold ore, we also have a lot of mixtures of sand and dirt.
我们铸造的生命，那许多的悲情下品啊，都在我们里头。
There's all this base and dross desire in our old self.
所以神的工作呢，先要把这泥沙的东西统统的洗干净。
So God's work is to first start out by cleansing out all the dirt and the mud.
先去掉我们上那许多的罪恶。
To cast out a lot of our sins.
然后还要经过在火窑中间受到磨练。
And also we will be refined in the furnace.
经过火的煎熬。
Through the trying fire of the furnace.
把我们聚到生命里面。那许多的悲情下品呢，根本完全都除掉。
So that all the dross and base desire of life can be cast out.
就像刚才我们所唱的诗歌，泥若不要橄榄成渣，它就不能够变成油。
Just like what we sang earlier, olives that have been no pressure, never can oil bestow.
葡萄要吐出酒榨才能够变成酒。
If the grapes escape the wine press, cheering wine can never flow.
所以这就进了神在我们身上做制作的工作。
This is the work of God that He is making us.
炼尽我们天然生命的许多的东西。
He's purifying us of all these earthly natural things.
才能够使我们成为金晶，能够成为建造新耶路撒冷的材料。
So that we can become pure gold, which are material for the new Jerusalem.
这就是神在我们身上要带领我们走的一条属灵生命的道路。
This is the way to the spiritual life that God wants to lead us in.
我们看以色列人出埃及之后，他们40年在旷野所受到的种种的试炼。
We see that after the Israelites have been led out of Israel, all the trials and tribulations that they encountered in the wilderness for 40 years.
弟兄姊妹，你们想想看啊，这班以色列，这班从埃及出来，吃过逾越节的羔羊，经过神救赎的这班神的百姓呢，他们完美不完美？
Brothers and sisters, think about it. These are Israelites who are out of Egypt. They had eaten the Passover lamb. They have experienced the redemption of God. Are they perfect?
这个问题是很难说。
This is a question that is hard to answer.
一面说起来真是很完美的。
On one hand, they are perfect.
有一天，到那个巴兰，摩押王巴兰雇那个巴兰去咒诅以色列人的时候。
One time when King Balak hired Balaam to curse the Israelites.
巴兰本来是要为着因为摩押王给他金银财宝啊，他是诚实要去咒诅以色列人。
Because the king of Moab offered him wealth and riches, he set in his heart to curse the Israelites.
但是神呢，竟然改变了巴兰的咒诅，使他的咒诅变成祝福了。
However, God managed to change the cursing of Balaam and turn it into blessing.
所以神说，我未见以色列中有罪孽。
So that's why God says that I did not see any iniquities in the tribe of Israel.
我未见雅各中有奸恶。
I did not see any evil in Jacob.
这个话呀，我读起来都有点觉得好像不大对哦。
I think these words may not be true.
因为我就看见以色列人有许多的邪恶，有许多的玷污，许多许多败坏的事情。
I see much evil, defilement, and degradation in Israelites.
但是神说啊，我未见雅各中有罪孽，我未见以色列中有奸恶。
However, God says that I did not see any evil in the Israelites, and I do not see any sins of Jacob.
所以这一面说起来啊。在神眼中看起来啊，神的百姓都是宝贝。
So on one hand, from the eyes of God, the Israelites are precious to him.
都是非常完美的。
They are perfect.
因为当巴兰咒诅以色列的时候，以色列都是献上羔羊摆在坛上。
Because every time Balaam tried to offer the curse, Israelites put the lamb on the altar.
在羔羊宝血的底下，神是看不见任何的罪恶的。
Under the precious blood of the lamb, God cannot see any iniquities.
那这就是我们要感谢赞美主的一面。
This is why we need to thank and praise God.
你知道，当我们穿上主耶稣基督借着的宝血来到神面前的时候，在神眼中都是看为没有瑕疵那样美好的，像宝贝一样。
You know that when we come before God in the Lord Jesus Christ, from the eyes of God, we are all unblemished and we all are precious in His sight.
但是从另外一方面来说呢
？But from the other hand,
那以色列人真是太多的罪恶了。
There's so much evil among the Israelites.
他们背叛神。
They rebelled against God.
他们毁谤神，不认。
They profaned the servants of God.
他们曾经多次的发怨言。
They murmured and complained numerous times.
一路上在旷野所出的种种的事情。
There are all kinds of things that happen during in their walk in the wilderness.
热的神真是恼怒到极点的。
So God was already in wrath.
神有几次都想把他们毁灭，把摩西的子孙带过去。
Several times God wanted to totally annihilate them and to bring out the descendants of Moses.
你知道这就是我们的光景。
You know this is our condition.
神一面看我们是好种。
On one hand, God sees us as good fruit.
好的种子。
a good seed, sorry.
因为主耶稣说比方的时候，说比喻的时候。
Because when Jesus said this parable,
主耶稣说天国好像人把好种撒在田里。
Jesus said that the heaven is like where people put good seed in the soil.
这个好种就是天国之子。
This good seed is the son of the heavenly kingdom.
我们都是好种啊。
So we're all good seeds.
我常常想，无论我自己或者是我看见一些弟兄姊妹，我实在是不敢恭维。
When I look at myself and other brothers and sisters, I truly think that I am not worthy of this title.
不说别人，光说我自己吧。
Forget about other people. Just talk about myself.
我真是觉得自己不是个好东西。
I do not think of myself as a good thing.
很多的自私自利。
There's all kinds of selfishness in me.
很多的骄傲和虚伪。
And there's all kind of pride and hypocrisy.
怎么可能成为好种呢？
How can I be the good seed?
但主说我们是好种。
But the Lord says we're the good fruit, a good seed.
但是另外一方面呢，我们身上真是许多的邪恶。
However, on the other hand, in us, there is a lot of evil in us.
我们像以色列一样的背叛。
We, just like the Israelites,
我们像以色列一样行在重重的邪恶之中。
We walk in all kinds of evilness, just like the Israelites.
常常顶撞神。
We oppose God.
动不动就得罪神，亏欠神。
We easily offend him and fall short of him.
你看看以色列在旷野这四十年了。
You look at the Israelites who spent 40 years in the wilderness.
有种种的邪恶败坏的行为。
They have all kinds of evil and decay in them.
他们最多的是发怨言。
Most often they complain.
他们动不动就发怨言的。
They easily murmur and complain.
他们埋怨摩西，你为什么把我们从埃及带出来？
They complained to Moses, why did you bring us out of Egypt?
当那个道路难走的时候。
When the way became difficult.
他们就觉得为什么要把我们带上我们走上这条绝路。
They felt that, why did you take me to this way to a destruction?
有一次走到一个地方他们没有水喝了，说喝的是苦水。
So one time they walked and walked and they did not have water to drink. It was bitter water.
他们又埋怨起来了，摩西你为什么把我们带出来。
So they complained to Moses, why did you bring us out?
这个地方我们根本就找不到水喝。
We cannot find any water to drink in this place.
我们所有的水也不是苦水，这苦死了。
This water is bitter. We are in bitterness.
这就是我们天性的败坏。
This is the decay in our natural life.
我们这个肉体啊，常常不满意神所安排的环境。
In our natural state, we constantly are not satisfied with the conditions we put in our lives.
只要稍微碰见一点小小的试炼。
We just are encountered with a little trial.
稍微受一点点的苦难。
We just encounter a little bit of affliction.
我们立刻就发出怨言来了。
Instantaneously, we complain.
还有呢，他们有许多贪欲的心。
They also have the heart of covetousness.
他们贪恋埃及的那一些什么黄瓜呀、韭菜呀、西瓜呀、大蒜呀等等。
They coveted the leeks, the watermelons, the all the good food in Egypt.
因为以色列人他们吃旷野的玛纳已经吃厌倦了。
Because they are sick and tired of eating manna in the wilderness.
摩西，你看，我们呢，每一天都是要去捡玛纳，捡玛纳。那吃了那么多年了，烦都烦死了。
Every day we have to collect this manna and eat this manna. We're sick and tired of it.
我们在埃及的时候啊，有韭菜呀、黄瓜呀、大蒜啊，哎呀，那些真是多刺激人啊！
In Egypt we have leeks, onions, and cucumbers. It is stimulating.
像那个在埃及过的生活，那个多惬意呀！
It was such a good life that we had in Egypt.
他们忘掉他们在埃及做苦工的时候，叫苦连天那种光景了。
They forgot the condition where they were doing hard labor in Egypt and they were under much affliction.
他们只想到是埃及那个最终之乐。
They were only thinking about the passing pleasure of sin and
完全忘记他们在法老王底下所辖制那种痛苦。
They totally forgot the pain that Pharaoh has afflicted on them.
我们这些人也是这样子的了。
We are also like them.
我们做基督徒做久了之后也觉得很烦的。
After we've been Christians for a long time, we're also a little tired.
每个礼拜就聚会啊，聚会啊，这样。
Every week we go to meetings and meetings and meetings.
那就是你有没有读圣经啊？常常弟兄们问，你有没有读圣经啊
？The brothers will ask you, "Did you read the Bible? Did you read the Bible?"
你最近有没有好好祷告啊
？Do you pray well? Did you pray well?
哎，我听见这些话啊，真是很厌烦呢。
I hear these words and I loathe them.
尤其想到，哎呀，我们在埃及多好啊！
And then I think about how good my life was in Egypt.
有一个弟兄啊, 有一次在聚会里面做见证。
A brother was making this testimony in a meeting.
啊, 其实他那个见证是个反见证。
Actually, his testimony was an anti, testimony.
他说啊, 我最近很灰心。
He said that I'm in despair.
因为啊, 我的几个朋友啊, 他们这个买股票都赚了很多的钱。
Because several of my friends have earned a lot of money in the stock market.
有的人呢买房子啊，买进买出啊，又赚了好多的钱，都发了财了。
And a lot of some of my friends switch out house after house after house, and they also make money.
因为他们不信主的人呢，都像是发了那么好那么多的财了。
These people who are not believers and they are fabulously rich.
我这个人呢，就信耶稣信了几年了之后啊，哎，一点好处都没有占到。
I have become a Christian for several years and I have gained no benefits.
弟兄姊妹就是叫我聚会啊，要侍奉啊，做这些事情。
Brothers will only call me to meetings and to serve.
所以想想，哎，我的信了耶稣信了几年，那个还不如一个不信耶稣的人。
So I believe in the Lord for several years. I'm not as the people who don't even believe.
所以呢，我正是很灰心。
So therefore I am in great despair.
自从那一次他做见证之后啊， 就以后就不大看到他这个人。
After he made this testimony, we rarely see him again.
这就是我们在旷野的经历。
This is our experience in the wilderness.
有的时候还有嫉妒纷争。
There's also jealousy and strife.
我们会批评各式各样的人。
We criticize all kinds of people.
我们批评起来还是好像批评得很有道理，好像很准确的样子。
And we also criticize as if we have the best argument and the good reasoning.
常常会抓住别人许多的缺点，别人许多的故事啊，能够把别人批评的体无完肤的。
We seize upon the shortcomings of some people and we can totally trash them.
你看这个米利安啊，有一天看见摩西娶了个古实女人为古实女子为妻。
So Miriam saw that Moses married a Cushite woman.
啊，这个米利安跟亚伦就有点不大服气。
So Miriam and Aaron could not swallow this fact.
就是毁谤的话，毁谤摩西了。So
they profaned Moses.
啊，但神为摩西争辩。And
but God stood up for Moses.
主耶稣的门徒也是这样子。The
disciples of Jesus.
这个十二个门徒啊，在一起啊，常常争来争去，争来争去争。These
12 disciples, when they were together, they were in constant strife.
他们最主要是争论谁伟大。
They argued who is the greatest.
有的门徒看见这个彼得啊，四十都要出头的话呀，他们心里就很不服气。
Somebody sees Peter and he's over 40 and they just cannot accept the fact.
当那个雅各跟约翰他们的母亲啊，为着他两个儿子向主耶稣求保佑的时候，其他的门徒也是很不服气。
When the mother of the sons of Zebedee, John and James, came to Jesus to ask for them to be seated beside his throne, all the other disciples could not accept the fact either. These things constantly occur among our midst.
那么哥林多的弟兄姊妹呢?
And for the brothers and sisters in Corinth,
哥林多的弟兄姊妹也是常常叫人不敢领教。
The brothers and sisters in Corinth are also pitiful.
他们有很多嫉妒纷争的事情。
They have a lot of jealousy and strife.
有的人说我是说基法的。
Some people say I am of Cephas.
有的人说我是说亚波罗的。
Somebody says I am of Apollos.
有的人说我是说保罗的。
Some people say I am of Paul.
有的人说我谁都不说，我就是基督的。
Some people say I'm of nobody. I'm of Christ.
哎呀，保罗听了也是很生气。
Paul was also in anger.
基督是分开的吗？
Is Christ divided?
谁叫你们正从这个轻看那个的？
Who tells you to take one person in high esteem and one person in low esteem?
这个都是经常发生在我们身上。
These things constantly happen.
在旷野的路上，就把我们肉体虚气啊，一一都暴露出来。
In the way of the wilderness, all our flesh is fully exposed.
还有一次啊，那正是最糟糕的一次。
And there's this most horrible incident.
当神叫摩西打发十二个探子去窥探迦南地的时候，
When God told Moses to send 12 spies to spy out the land,
他们回来了。
They came back.
也拿了迦南地的果子回来了。
They also brought fruit from Canaan.
迦南美地， 神要带我们去那个地方啊， 那真是很好的。
This good land that God wants to bring us in is indeed exceedingly good.
可惜呢，
However,
就那个地方啊， 那个城墙是非常的坚固的。
The walls are very fortified.
那里住的居民呢，个个都是巨大的高大的巨人。
The residents there are all like giants.
这距离我们在他面前一站，我们就像蚱蜢一样的小。
And when we stand next to them, we're like grasshoppers.
所以那个地方好是好啊，但是我们是进不去的。
Even though that place is indeed good, we cannot enter.
如果我们要去跟这些巨人打仗的话，好像用鸡蛋去碰石头。
If we have to fight with these giants, it's like hitting rocks with eggs.
你想这个鸡蛋去碰石头会有什么结果啊？
What result can you come out of from hitting a rock with an egg?
所以呢，摩西啊，那个地方好是好，我们是进不去的。
Moses, even though that land is good, we cannot enter in.
哦，结果这个以色列百姓一听见这么可怕的事情呢。
So once the Israelites heard these terrible things,
他们妇女孩子大家都嚎啕痛哭，我们却要去找死去了。All
these men and women and children, they say that we are going to die.
你还不是赶快，我们回到埃及去算了。Let's
hurry back to go to Egypt.
我们基督徒也是常常这样子的了。We
Christians are also like that.
我们呀，哎，听见昨天早上我讲的迦南美地的荣美。
Yesterday you heard me talk about the glorious beauty of the land of Canaan.
哎呀，那里那个牛奶与蜜之地啊，那多好多好多好啊！A land
flowing with milk and honey, how good that is!
如果圣灵把天国的荣美向我们开起来，If
the Holy Spirit reveals the glory of the heavenly kingdom to us,
那真是这个荣耀荣美之地啊，那真是太好了，是不是
？This beautiful land indeed is too good.
但是呢，好是好啊，我们是做不到的。
However, no matter how good it is, we cannot accomplish it.
所以你们讲这些属灵的东西啊，属灵是属灵，好是很好，可惜呢，我们是没办法经历到的。So
you talk about all these spiritual matters. Yes, they're spiritual, and it is they are also very good. However, we cannot experience it.
因为像我们这样的人，
because people like us,
我们那么软弱，
we're so weak.
哎。 也许某某弟兄、某某姊妹他们可以。
Maybe a particular brother or sister can do it.
我是没办法的了。I
can't do it.
我看你也是没办法。I
don't think you can do it.
所以呢，这些东西啊，太玄妙。So
these things are too hard to reach.
你讲这些属灵东西啊，都不够实际。All
these spiritual things you talk about are not practical enough.
都不是我们今天能够经历到的。
It is not something that we can experience today.
所以算了吧，不要唱高调了。So
forget about it. Forget about this.
我们还是过着平平安安的基督徒的生活就好了。Let's
just lead a peaceful life of a Christian.
所以这些以色列人百姓呢，他们虽然有心要走主的道路。So
these are people from Israel, even though they have the heart to take this way.
但一碰见试炼和难处，But
the moment they encounter affliction,
一碰见属灵的征战呢，The
minute they encounter spiritual warfare.
他们就不顾神的心意，只顾到自己的安危。So
they are not mindful of God's interest. They're only mindful of their own danger and peril.
今天多少基督徒也是这样，为着顾到自己的安危而舍弃了神的心意。Today,
a lot of Christians are like that because they are mindful of their own danger and safety. They are not mindful of God's heart.
我们 是想要的，是坐着花轿抬进天堂。
What we want is to be put in a beautiful coach and be carried into the heavenlies.
你讲十字架的道路，对不起，这我不能走。
I cannot take the way of the cross. Sorry.
所以这个就是我们在旷野啊，就常常所碰见的难处，而显出我们的光景，叫神心中恼怒。
So the difficulties we encounter reveal our true condition, and so that this deeply troubled God.
下面还有可拉道的事件。
Afterwards, we also have the Korah.
他们看见摩西、亚伦好像在神的百姓中间有那么高的位分和权柄。
Korah saw that Moses and Aaron have such a being held such high esteem and has such authority.
可拉一道呢？ 可拉一帮的人正是很不服气。So
the sons of Korah could not accept this defeat.
他们背叛说：“摩西亚人，你们为什么擅自掌权呢？”
So Korah said to Moses and Aaron, "You have gone far enough."
全会中既然个个都是圣洁，为什么你们要高过别人？
For all the congregation are holy, every one of them. Why do you exalt yourself above everybody else?
结果那件事情又带了神极大的愤怒。
So from that incident, it brought forth great wrath.
所以我们看见在这旷野的路上啊，一路上许多的试炼，许多的试炼。
So we see that on this way to the wilderness, there are a lot of trials and trials.
而这时发生了许多的事情，都是神在显明出我们的光景。
All these things happen so that God can manifest our condition.
他要叫我们认识我们自己的本相。
He wants to know who we are.
并且炼尽我们这个旧造天然生命的那许多的杂质。
And he also wants to purify and cast out all the mixtures in the old creation.
好像讲起这些事情来，都是令人伤痛的。
We think that these things grieve us when we talk about them.
我们常常说，为什么会有这些事情发生？
We constantly question, why did these things happen?
为什么会这些事情在神的百姓中间发生？
Why did these things happen in the people of God?
在旧约以色列百姓中间是如此。
It is the same way among the people in the Old Testament.
在今天教会中发生许多许多的争执的事情，也是家常便饭。
There are all these quarrels and things that happen in the church, and it is very common.
所以许多弟兄姊妹都说，为什么在神的家中也会像世界一样，有许多这么多的难处，这么多的争执呢？
So a lot of brothers and sisters question, why are there such things in the church, just like in the world, that there are all these arguments and quarrels?
我们要知道一件事情。
We need to know one thing.
是神带领我们走红海旷野的路。
Because God is taking us through the wilderness to the Red Sea.
是神许可这一路上发生这许多的事情。
God has allowed all these things to happen along the way.
就是为着要炼尽我们这个天然的生命。
So that our life, our natural life can be purified and refined.
把我们的泥沙，把我们那些杂质统统都炼干净。
So that all the mud and mixtures can be cast out.
而那个金晶可以显明出来。
So that the pure gold can be manifested.
所以当这一路上经过40年旷野的磨练之后啊。
So after these trials, during 40 years in the wilderness.
那最后的结果呢？
What is the result?
我们看见从旷野上来一般新造的人。
Up from the wilderness, we see that there's a new creation.
从旷野上来的新人。
So this is a new man out of the wilderness.
就出现。
The new man appeared.
这是很美好的。
This is beautiful.
我们从约书亚记里面看到一件事情。
From the book of Joshua, we see one thing.
就是当他们经过这四年的旷野的道路。
After 40 years in the way of the wilderness.
在一路上呢，一批一批从埃及出来的旧造的人呢，都倒下去了。
Bit by bit, all these old creation from Egypt.
一个试炼倒下去一批人。
After one trial, one group of people died.
另外一个试炼又倒下去一批人。
Another trial arose, and another group of people died.
所以经过四十年之后啊，凡从埃及出来20岁以上。就是当时从埃及出来20岁以上的人，除了摩西和亚伦，统统都倒闭在旷野。不对，除了加勒和约书亚两个人，其他的统统倒闭在旷野。
So out of every single person who came out of Egypt who was 20 years and upward, every one of them except Joshua and Caleb, they all lie dead in the wilderness.
所以20岁以上从埃及出的人，那个旧造的人啊，统统都倒闭在旷野，都被炼干净了。
So the old man, the from Egypt that is age 20 and above, they are all purified in the wilderness.
现在要上了从旷野出来，要过约旦河进到迦南去的人呢，都是当时不到20岁的那一般新造的生命。
So everybody who's coming out of the wilderness, crossing the Jordan into the land of Canaan, they're all under 20 years of age. They're all the new creation.
那在过约旦河的时候呢，神叫约书亚做一件事情。
As they crossed the river Jordan, God told Joshua to do one thing.
那你们过约旦河的时候，要从约旦河里边河底啊，就捡出12块石头来。
So when you cross the river Jordan, out of the riverbed, you need to take up for yourself 12 stones.
把这个12个石头呢, 带到迦南来孕育的美地去。
Bring these 12 stones into Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey.
另外呢, 把另外一个12个石头呢, 就放在约旦河里边。
And then put another 12 stones into the river Jordan.
这个12个石头就是很奇妙了。
These 12 stones are wondrous.
所以把12个石头放在约旦河底, 那就是把我们旧造的神的百姓呢, 统统地埋葬在死水里头了。
So to take these 12 stones and bury them under the river Jordan is to bury the old man.
而从约旦河里面拿出来的这12个石头呢, 就代表从死里复活的新人新造的生命进到迦南来孕育那个荣美之地去。
So from the 12 stones that are brought out from the river Jordan, these are the new men, the new creation that can enter into the land of Canaan.
那么这新造的生命, 这个从旷野上来的新人啊, 就是可以承受神的应许, 进到留来孕育那个荣美子弟群的百姓。
And this new life and new man is capable of inheriting the promise, this land flowing with milk and honey.
这就是神要领他的百姓走的这一条道路。
This is the way by which God led them.
经过旷野而进入留来孕育之地。
Through the wilderness into the land flowing with milk and honey.
那我们现在呢, 再到新约, 我们来看新约圣经的启示。
And now we will turn to the New Testament to look at the revelation from the New Testament.
我们刚才读到马太福音第16章那节圣经。
Earlier we read about Matthew 16.
主耶稣说, 圣经里面说, 从此耶稣才指示门徒, 要上耶路撒冷去。
The Bible says, from that time, Jesus Christ began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem.
受长老、文士、祭司长的苦害。
And suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes.
他们要把他钉在十字架上。
And he would need to be crucified.
然后第三日从死里复活。
And be raised up on the third day.
马太福音16章有三层的启示。
There are three revelations in Matthew 16.
第一层是天父的启示。
First, the revelation of the Heavenly Father.
那就是天父启示彼得啊，认识耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Which is the revelation to Peter that the Son, Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
当彼得承认耶稣是基督，是神的儿子的时候， 主耶稣说，这不是说血肉的指示你的，那是天父启示给你的。
So when Peter proclaimed that he was the Son of God, Jesus said that this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father who is in heaven.
第二层启示是主耶稣启示教会。
The second revelation is where Christ revealed the church.
我还告诉你,
and I also say to you,
你是彼得,
that you are Peter.
我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上面。
And upon this rock, I will build my church.
阴间的权柄不能够胜过他。
And the gates of Hades shall not overpower it.
我还要把天国的钥匙给你。
And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
叫你在地上受捆绑的，天上也要捆绑。
And whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
你在地上是释放的，天上也要释放。
And whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
所以第一个启示启示基督是神的儿子，第二个启示是主耶稣启示教会和天国。
So the first revelation is the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The second revelation is the revelation of the church.
就教会的建立和天国的开启。
Which is the building up of the church and the revealing of the heavenly kingdom.
第三步的启示是主耶稣再进一步的启示。
The third revelation is a further revelation by the Lord Jesus.
从此，这个从此就是当彼得得着 基督的启示，也梦主耶稣得到教会的启示之后。
So this is from that time. That time refers to the time when Peter got the revelation of the church and Christ got the revelation of the church.
从此耶稣才告诉门徒。
From that time, Jesus Christ began to show his disciples.
人子要上耶路撒冷去，走上这条十字架的道路。
And the son of man has to take up this way to go to Jerusalem.
So 第三层的启示啊, 就是 主耶稣启示十字架的道路。
So the third revelation is that Christ is revealing the way of the cross.
是看见了前面基督和教会的意象之后。
After you have seen the vision of the church and Christ.
主耶稣从此就指示这条十字架的道路给门徒。
Then the Lord instructed the way of the cross to the disciples.
一提起十字架来啊，那真是一件叫人痛苦和羞辱的事情。
Every time we mention the cross, it is something that causes pain and suffering.
就像刚才清风弟兄在领事的时候，哎呀，能不能够讲点轻松的东西啊？
Just like our brother who led in the singing session, can we talk about something lighter?
因为一提起十字架的事情来啊，都是叫人感觉痛苦，叫人感觉难以接受的。
Because every time we mention the cross, it is something that causes pain and that we cannot accept it.
因为十字架就是一个痛苦和羞辱的标志。
Because the rugged cross is the emblem of suffering and shame.
没有人会喜欢十字架。
No one would love the cross.
啊，人人都轻视这个十字架。
Everyone is despised the cross.
人人都想逃避这个十字架。
Everyone wants to escape the cross.
但是呢，十字架确确实实是生命长进的必经之路。
However, the way of the cross is the path we have to take to grow in this life.
我们基督徒属灵生命的长进呢，有几个重要的因素。
There are a few key components by which the life of a Christian would grow.
我想呢，第一个当然是借着读经祷告的生活。
First, of course, is to through a life of reading the Bible and prayer.
这是一个根基。
This is foundational.
啊，是你要在其中吸收养料，借着读经祷告。
You have to absorb nutrients through reading the Bible and through prayer.
那第二呢，是我们与主交通。
Secondly, you have to have fellowship with the Lord.
与主交通啊，让我们可以从主那里吸收主的丰富。
So when we fellowship with the Lord, we can absorb abundance from the Lord.
从主那得着我们所一切的供应。
And we can receive all provision from the Lord.
所以这些都是非常基本的功课。
These are all foundational lessons.
但是呢，最重要的还是第三点。
However, the most important thing is the third thing.
十字架的对付。
The dealings of the cross.
我总是觉得，一个基督徒长进不长进。
I always feel that whether a Christian can grow or not,
还不是看你读经祷告有多少。
It's not, does not matter how much you've read the Bible and how much you pray.
也并不是看你在主面前交通的情形。
And it's not dependent on the condition of a fellowship with the Lord.
但这个都是很重要的。
Although these are important.
也是不能够缺少的。
And these are critical and can be
lacking. 但是真正的长进呢，是还是在于你受十字架的对付有多少。
But the true thing for you to grow is whether you would receive the dealings of the cross or not.
你在主里面真正的长进啊，就是你这个人，你的自己，在十字架底下这里，经过对付有多少。
Oh, but you truly grow when you receive dealings under the cross.
只有当你的自己，你的天然生命受过对付了，基督的生命才进来。
Only after yourself, your natural self have been dealt with, then the life of Christ can enter in.
只有你自己的生命减少的时候啊，基督的生命在增加。
Only when your own life decreases, then the life of Christ increases.
所以十字架的对付啊，才真正是生命长进最重要的一个秘诀。
So the dealings of the cross is the most important secret by which our spiritual life grows.
路加福音十三章。主耶稣讲过一个比喻。
In Luke 13, Jesus mentioned this parable.
他说有一个人啊，有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里面。
He said that a certain man had a fig tree which had been planted in his vineyard.
那么这个主人呢，来到这个无花果树这里啊，来寻找果子。
And this owner came to the fig tree to look for fruit.
他找来找去啊，找不到一颗果子。
He tried to find and find and did not find any.
主人就说，既然这棵树不结果子，白白造他地土，还不如把它砍掉吧。
So the owner said, behold, because it does not bear fruit. Let's cut it down. Why does it even use up the ground?
那个官员呢就来祷告。
So the vineyard keeper said,
他说主人啊，今年且留着。
Let's leave it alone this year.
等我掘开土。
Until I dig around the earth.
加上粉。
Put in fertilizer.
然后以后呢，它结果子的话呢，那最好。
And if it bears fruit, later, fine.
如果再不结果子了，你再把它砍掉还不迟。
And if not, cut it down.
我想，这个故事，这个比喻啊，正说出我们生命长进的一个非常重要的秘诀。
I think that this parable illustrates a very important secret by which our life grows.
作为掘开土加上粉。
We have to dig around the earth and put in fertilizer.
在从前的时代啊，还没有化学肥料来栽培这些农作物。
In old days, we don't have chemical fertilizers for our vegetation.
所以农夫啊，要来使这个所栽种的农作物长得美好的话呀，都是用粉的。
So the farmers of old times have to use feces to fertilize their vegetation.
你说这个粉啊，是又臭又脏。
Feces does not smell good and it is loathsome.
任何人都不喜欢的啦。
No one would like it.
我这小孩子的时候。
When I was a child.
我们上学去读书。
We would go to school.
经过那个农田。
We have to pass by these fields.
那个农夫把许多的那个粉啊，就是这个加在这个他们的田地里边。
These farmers would put all these feces on the vegetation.
哎呀，我们这个小孩子走过这条路的时候，闻到那个粉的味道啊，那真是，哎呀，都难，都是把鼻子都咽起来。
And we children would pass by these fields. We have to close up our nose because of this bad odor.
所以这个粉是人人都想逃避，都来不及的。
So everybody wants to avoid feces.
但是呢。它确实农作物生长不可缺少的养料。
But this is the key ingredient by which vegetation grows.
你知道什么是粉呢？
Do you know what is feces?
这个粉啊，就是你所碰见的那些不如意，你所不喜欢，你很想逃避的那些环境，那些人事物。
Do you know what feces is? It is all the things that are not pleasing to you and all these things you want to avoid, people, matters, circumstances.
那许多莫名其妙的遭遇。
All these things you cannot make heads or tails of.
那许多叫你痛苦的难处。
All these painful difficulties.
那些令人叫你使你讨厌那些人事物。
All these people and circumstances and matters that are loathsome to you.
那些种种叫你受不了的东西啊。就是大粉啊。
All these things that you cannot take, that is the fertilizer.
我想我们从新旧约两个人物来做代表来讲到这件事情。
Let's use characters from the Old and New Testament to illustrate my point.
我们先从旧约，从大卫受膏之后，他所遭遇到的事情。
Let's talk about the things David encountered after he has been anointed as king.
你想大卫在少年的时候啊，他过的生活是相当很美好的。
Think about it. When David was in his youth, he led a good life.
但是自从先知撒母耳把奉神的命去膏大卫作王，把膏油倒在了身上那天开始。
But from the day the prophet Samuel, when he anointed David by the word of God,
那大卫就没有好日子好过了。
David did not have one good day.
你想想，从那个时候起，大卫的遭遇多痛苦啊
！You think about it. At that time, what David encountered was so painful.
因为扫罗嫉妒他。
Because Saul was jealous to him.
哎，扫罗这个在被鬼附的时候，大卫还把他身上的鬼赶出去。
And David even cast out evil spirits from Saul.
当扫罗在腓力斯人跟前吓得不敢应战的时候，大卫去把那个哥利亚杀死。
When Saul was too afraid to face the Philistines, it was David who killed Goliath.
当那些妇女们迎接大卫和扫罗回来，在颂赞说扫罗说是千千，大卫说是万万的时候。
When the women welcomed back Saul and David, and they say, Saul had slain his thousands, and David had slain his
10,000.
Saul was in a horrendous wrath. So by hook or by crook, he would kill David. All these painful encounterings was like all these feces that are poured on David's body.
我常常想啊，这个大卫啊，真是很冤枉了啊。I
always think that David has been wrong quite a bit.
其实也不是我想来给你争王，要做以色列王。I'm
not the one who is trying to be king.
我也不晓得为什么这个撒母耳啊，就有一天他竟然拿一瓶膏油来倒在我的头上。
I don't know what happened. Samuel just showed up and wanted to anoint me as king.
这件事情哪里那么简单呢?
This is not an easy thing.
是个少了知道了，你想，那我以后日子怎么过啊？
Once Saul find out, how am I going to lead my life?
所以我情愿这个撒母耳不要把膏油来告我吧。
I'd rather for Samuel not to have ever anointed me.
那是我日子过得多平安，多舒服啊。
I had such a life of peace and ease.
我可以在旷野摸摸我父亲的羊群。I
could shepherd my father's sheep in the wilderness.
我可以唱唱诗歌，赞美赞美神。I
can sing songs to praise God.
哦，我耶和华是我的牧人。The
Lord is my shepherd.
哦，我的好处不在你之外。There's
nothing good beside thee.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。Lord,
the name of the God is beautiful in all the lands.
我观看你指头所照的天，和你所诚实的月亮星宿。As
I look at the heaven and the moon and the stars, that
you sing to me. 人算什么？你竟然顾念我们。What
is meant that you are mindful of him?
你想那一种生活，与神交通，活在天空之下，那么明好，那么明亮，那么美好，多好啊！
Look at that life. He has such great fellowship under the bright sky. How good that is!
自从撒母耳把膏油倒在我身上那天开始，我就一天都没有好日子好过了。From
the day Samuel poured his anointing oil on me, I did not lead one good day of life.
多少年我要逃来逃去，逃到这个山洞，逃到那个山洞，逃来逃去。How
many years that I have tied in one hole and one cave and moved from here to there?
那个日子真不好过。
It was such a horrible life. These are like heaps and heaps of fertilizers added upon David. Do you think that David had bad luck?
我们啊，太短视。We
are too nearsighted.
我们以为这个倒霉的生活是太倒霉了。We
think that this is such a bad luck.
你来看看，等到经过大卫经过这一段旷野的道路。
However, after David has passed through the wilderness,
当最后神把扫罗摆在大卫的手底下,
ultimately, God put Saul under the hands of David.
有两次的机会，大卫可以杀害扫罗的。
There were two opportunities where David could slay Saul.
大卫经过十字架对付了之后，他旧造的天然生命、血气、肉体都已经被对付干净。
However, after the dealings of the cross, his natural life and all his flesh and blood have been dealt away with.
是两次机会，我可以杀害扫罗。Even
though there are two opportunities by which David could have slain Saul,
没有一点血气和肉体。However,
David did not have any flesh and blood.
他是耶和华的受膏者。He
is the anointed one of the Lord God.
我岂可动手来害我们的神的受膏者？
How can I put my hand on the anointed one from the God?
就在经过这么多的试炼之后，大卫的身上就产生出一个尊贵的生命。So
out of all these trials, there grows out of David this royal life.
我们那个卑贱下品、那个败坏的生命呢，在大卫身上看不见。All
this dross and base desire that is manifested in us cannot be manifested in David's life.
显出的生命呢？ 正像金晶宝石珍珠一样。And
that life is almost like this pure gold, precious stones and pearls.
他能够杀害扫罗而不杀害扫罗。He
could have killed Saul, but he did not.
就像主耶稣能够毁灭那般来捉拿他的兵丁，那主耶稣没有毁灭他们。Just
like the Lord Jesus could have killed all the soldiers who were going to capture him, and he did not.
情愿让那般兵丁把主耶稣毁灭。 带到大祭司的院子里头去。
He'd rather to be taken by these soldiers into the garden of the high priest.
所以神说，在大卫身上，那个君王的生命就出现。
So God said that out of David comes this kingly life.
所以这个人是可以登上以色列君王的宝座。
And this person can sit on the throne of the Israelites.
来牧养我以色列民了。
And he can shepherd the people of Israel.
所以这个十字架的道路就把大卫带上神的国度的君王的宝座上。
So through the dealings of the cross, he took this way to the throne in the kingdom of God.
我们再从新约来看看主耶稣的一个门徒。
We will also study a disciple in the New Testament.
去看彼得吧。
Let's take a look at Peter.
彼得这个人天然生命就很强。
Peter had a very strong disposition in his natural life.
他很喜欢出头。
He wants to call the shots.
总喜欢跑在别人的前面。
He always wants to run ahead of everybody else.
他总是自以为是。
He always thinks highly of himself and he thinks he's right.
自以为能。
He thinks he can do anything.
他是觉得众人都会跌倒，我彼得是永远不会跌倒。
And he said, everybody else will fall away, but I, Peter, will not fall away.
所以主呢，好，我进入在你身上要训练你。
So the Lord said, okay, I will train you.
主借着各式各样的环境来训练这一个彼得。
And so through all kinds of environment, the Lord was training Peter.
我们很熟悉的一些圣经节。
There's a familiar passage in the Bible.
就像那一天，当主耶稣指示门徒要上耶路撒冷去，所长老祭司长许多的苦，被钉十字架，第三日从死里复活的之后。
Just like that, when Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and right after that,
彼得一听见了，彼得说：“主啊，万万不可如此。”
And when Peter heard this, he said, "God forbid it, Lord."
有的人会说，翻译说：“主啊，你可怜可怜你自己吧。”
Another translation is, "Have pity on yourself, Lord."
主耶稣怎么回答？
And how did Jesus answer?
撒旦退我后面去。
Get behind me, Satan.
因为你是不是提的神的意思，你只提的你自己的意思。
For you are only setting your mind on men's interests, but not God's interests.
哎呀，这句话觉得叫人相当受不了啊。
This is a word that is hard for us to accept.
你想，假设今天你我是彼得的话。
If you and I were Peter.
主耶稣责备你。
The Lord rebuked you.
撒旦，退我后面去。
Get behind me, Satan.
你说这个耶稣那么凶啊。
Jesus is very fierce.
我以为跟随耶稣已经是很好，很蒙祝福的啊。
I thought following Jesus is good and is, will be full of blessings.
主耶稣那么厉害了。
Jesus was so fierce.
这么对付人呢。
He was dealing with us.
我们都可能就跌倒了。
Then maybe we will, stumble.
但是主耶稣就这样来对付彼得学习十字架的功课。
However, the Lord dealt with Peter in this way to learn the lessons of the cross.
那么另外一次呢，就是当彼得、雅各、约翰被带到变化山上去的时候。
Another time, Peter, James, and John were taken to the Mount of Transfiguration.
荣耀的美景出现。
The glorious realm appeared.
彼得说：“主啊，我们人真好啊。”
So Peter said, "This is indeed good."
我们搭三座棚。
We will build three tabernacles.
一直为你。
One for you.
一直为摩西。
One for Moses.
一直为以利亚。
One for Elijah.
哦，这个彼得是正说这个话的时候，忽然一朵云彩出来遮盖他们。
As Peter was saying these words, a cloud overshadowed them.
天上有声音说。
A voice out of the heaven said,
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
这意思就是说，你这个彼得不要多言多语，不要胡说八道。
This, in other words, God is saying that do not say these stupid words.
你怎么可以把摩西、以利亚和主耶稣一起相比呢？
How could you compare the Lord Jesus with Moses and Elijah?
摩西和以利亚不过是为着主耶稣做见证。
Moses and Elijah were just making a testimony for the Lord Jesus.
神的儿子主耶稣就是无可比拟的。
The Son of God, the Lord Jesus, is uncomparable.
从古到今，没有一个人可以与主耶稣相比。
From the beginning till the end, no one is compared with the Lord Jesus.
不能够和主相提并论的。
You cannot compare and mention the Lord with anybody else.
所以，这个云彩把摩西也遮盖了，把以利亚也遮盖了。So
the cloud overshadowed Moses and Elijah.
只见耶稣，不见一人。
So they saw no one except Jesus himself alone.
这就是主神训练彼得。
This is God was training Peter.
让他这个斗言斗语的人受到对付。
So that this loud mouth can be dealt with.
下面接下去又一件事情发生。
There's another thing that happened.
一个是钉税的人要来找耶稣。
Somebody was collecting poll tax and poll tax, and he was trying to look for Jesus.
这个彼得正好坐在门口，大概是。
Peter was happened to be sitting in the entrance.
所以这个时候钉税的说，哎，你们的夫子纳不纳钉税啊？
So this tax collector says, "Does your teacher not pay poll tax?" And he said, "Yeah."
因为当然了，每个人都要纳税嘛，对不对？
Of course, we have to pay taxes.
他进去了之后，主耶稣问他。
He entered into the house and Jesus asked him.
哎，彼得呀。
Peter.
世上的君王是向谁征收关税、定税啊？
From whom do the kings of the earth collect customs?
是向外人呢，还是向自己的儿子啊？
From their sons or from strangers?
彼得想想，当然外人哦。
Peter thought about it from strangers.
比如说，那么神的儿子就可以免税了。
Jesus said, "Then the Son of God can be accepted."
糟糕，我话又讲错了。Jesus,
I'm a big mouth again. I said the wrong thing.
我这人就是嘴巴太快了。
I'm too fast in speech.
一下子也不去想想我们的主耶稣是谁。I
didn't think about who our Lord Jesus is.
我就随口说话。So
I just utter whatever that comes to my mind.
所以说，好吧，那你就学个功课吧。
Okay, the Lord said, you will learn your lesson.
到海边去钓鱼。
Go fish in the sea.
你钓到一条鱼，从它壳里面呢，可以拿出一块钱来。
You will get a fish, and out of its mouth, you will find a stater.
你就那块钱就付税了。And
take that stater, and you will pay the poll tax.
彼得遇着就受了对付。So
Peter was dealt with.
好，下面，彼得还说。 众人都会跌倒，我是永不跌倒。这句话。
And then Peter then said, "Everyone will fall away, but I will not fall away."
好像彼得很强啊。
As if he was very strong.
我看有的基督徒经常说，别人都会跌倒，我是永远不会跌倒。
Some Christians say, "Everybody else will fall away, fall down, but I will not."
但说了这个话之后啊。
But after they said these things.
大概没有太久吧。
Not too soon.
主耶稣被捉拿，接到大祭司的院子里面去。
The Lord Jesus was captured and brought to the garden of the chief priest.
那么当耶稣在大祭司那里受审问的时候，
When Jesus was being questioned by the high priests,
彼得就远远地跟着耶稣。
Peter was staying far behind and was following Jesus.
不敢跟耶稣靠得太近。
He dare not get too close with Jesus.
保持一个安全距离。
He had kept a safe distance.
并且呢，他给大祭司的仆人一同去烤火。
And he was sitting by the fireside with all the servants of the high priest. Who told Peter to sit by the fireplace with all the servants of the high priest? So a maidservant saw him.
你不是拿着耶稣一党的吗?
Aren't you with Jesus the Nazarene?
Peter, 不不不不不，我从来不认识他是谁。
Peter said, no, I never knew who he was.
一连说了三次啊。
He said it three times, one after each.
主耶稣把眼睛看一看。So
Jesus turned his eyes to him.
你还说，众人都会跌倒，你永不跌倒了。You
said everybody else will fall away, but you.
你还说，无论往哪里去，主啊，我都跟随你的。You
said wherever you go, I go. You will come with me.
你看看，你的本相露出来了。You
see your true conditions are shown forth.
你现在三次都否认了我。
You have denied me three times.
哎呀，彼得，当主耶稣的眼睛一看他，他就痛苦了。他自己流泪在那哭泣了。When Jesus
cast his eyes on Peter, he went out and wept bitterly.
那么弟兄姊妹，是不是彼得这个人比我们大家都坏呀？
Brothers and sisters, was Peter worse than any all of us?
是不是彼得在门徒中最差劲呢？
Was Peter the worst disciples of all?
其实彼得就是我每一个人的例子。Actually,
Peter is an example in every one of us.
你看，主写圣经写彼得就写我们。When
the Lord was writing about Peter in the Bible, he was writing about us.
因为我们都和彼得一样的。Because
we are all like Peter.
其实我们比彼得还不如。Actually,
we were not as good as Peter.
我们都比彼得还要差。
We are worse than Peter.
啊，他是这么软弱，我们岂不比他更加软弱吗？
He was so weak. Are we not as weak as he is?
主如何训练，借着各式各样的环境和事物来训练彼得？
How Jesus has trained Peter with all kinds of trials and earthly conditions.
同样的，今天主也借着各式各样的环境来训练你我我们这些人。
Likewise, God is using all kinds of conditions and trials to train you and I up.
所以这就解答了为什么我会碰见这么多倒霉的事情。
So this answers the question about why do I have all these bad things happening to me.
为什么我不信主之前好像日子过得还很平安的？为什么信了主，特别我爱主、跟随主之后，哎呀，接二连三的难处都发生了。
Why is it that before I believed in the Lord, I seem to lead a life of peace? However, after I believed in the Lord, especially when I want to love and follow the Lord, all these bad things happen to me.
你知不知道，这是神、圣灵兴起各样的环境、各样的人事物，来训练我们，要叫我们得益处的吗？
Do you not know that the Holy Spirit has raised up all these circumstances, people, things, and environment, so that we can profit from these things?
神兴起万事互相效力，叫我们来得益处。
All things work for good for those who believe in God.
目的就是要把我们这个巨人炼干净。
The goal is to purify and cast out the old man.
要把我们天然生命的杂质那许多的悲情下品那个旧造的一切啊都从我们身上炼干净。
So that, all the natural mixtures, all the base and dross desires from us can be totally cast out.
好叫基督那个新造的生命呢从我们身上能够得显明出来。
So that the new life of Christ can be manifested in us.
我到了纽约长岛服侍的这几年
These past years after I arrived in Long Island, New York,
我一直很庆幸主把我安排在那环境之中。
I've always been treasuring the circumstances that he has put me in.
我常常在许多弟兄姊妹面前呢，就夸赞长岛的教会那边的弟兄姊妹。
I always praise the brothers and sisters in Long Island, New York to other assemblies.
我说长岛的弟兄姊妹啊，别的长处都倒是不大多见。
There are not too many strengths of these brothers and sisters.
那就像这么最好的，就大家都很同心合意。
But the best point of them is that they're all of one heart.
彼此相亲相爱。
And they love one another.
所以我说，这是我服侍主几十年以来啊，最好相处的一个教会。
So I say that after I've served the Lord all these decades, this is the best assembly that I serve.
我在别处的教会啊，常多多少少碰见一些难处。
I always encounter difficulties in other assemblies.
哎，长道弟兄姊妹都是爱护啊，我一点难处都没有。
But brothers and sisters in Long Island love me, so I don't have any difficulty.
是我这么多年以来，叫我最得享受、最得温暖的一个地方。
So this is a place where I had the most enjoyment and warmth.
这个人啊，不能够夸口了。
Man cannot boast.
就在我这么夸夸的时候
，As I was boasting,
不久之前啊，一件事情发生了。
Something happened not too long ago.
这件事情发生了，好像寒冷的一阵寒冷的西北风。
It's like this cold Siberian wind.
那么强烈的这个北风兴起来了。
And the strong north wind arise.
那刺的人刺到骨髓里面去。
It blows right into my bone and marrow.
那真是叫人都受不了。
And it is so unbearable.
因为带来很大的难处。
Because it is a great difficulty that
is brought forth. 也许知道这个事情的弟兄姊妹。
Some brothers and sisters know about this.
他说怎么可以这样？怎么可以这样？
They say, how can this be? How can this be?
但是我一句话都不申辩。
But I did not say a word.
因为我深深相信，这是主爱我。
Because I believe that the Lord loves me.
主特别在我身上要来训练我。
God particularly wants to train me.
他给我南风很温暖，我感谢主。
I thank God for rising the south wind, which is very warm.
他现在兴起北风吹来，我也得感谢主。
But when the north wind arises, I also need to thank and praise the Lord.
我知道这一切都主让你掘开土。
I know that all this is like digging the earth by the Lord.
加上粉。
And adding fertilizer.
因为主爱我。
Because the Lord loves me.
为叫我得益处。
So that it is for my good.
所以我深深感谢赞美主。
So I deeply thank and praise the Lord.
这件事情是叫我得着益处的。
This thing will allow me to profit from.
啊，所以我们看彼得在这样一连串受主的训练、受主的对付之后。
So after all these dealings and trials that Peter has gone through.
啊，我们就看见彼得最后的情形。
We see the ultimate condition of Peter.
就彼得经过十字架这个关口之后。
After this trial put forth by the cross,
到了五旬节,
at the Pentecost,
这个人啊, 就完全改变了, 就不同了。
This person was totally changed and different.
啊, 基督那个荣美的生命呢, 那个新造的生命呢, 就从彼得身上就出现。
The glorious life, the new life of Christ was manifested in Peter.
你看, 彼得在五旬之前，他在大祭司院中，啊，那个院女侍女跟前否认主的这种卑下的光景。
You think about the base condition of Peter when he was denying the Lord before the maidservant of the chief priest.
经过十字架的对付和炼净之后
，through the dealings and the refining of the cross，
你看看，他能够在祭司长、长老、文士跟前高举起来做见证。
He could make a bold testimony and be strengthened before the chief priests and scribes and Pharisees.
他能够说听从神，不听从人，这是应该的。
He would say that it is good for us to obey God and not men.
你看那一天，他给约翰两个人上圣殿去祷告的那件事情。
Remember that time when he and John went to the temple to pray?
在美门口遇见一个瘫痪的人。
Before the portico of beautiful, they saw a
向彼得他们要求筹求周济。
He held out his hand for contributions.
彼得对那个人说
Peter said to that man,
你看我们
Look at us.
金银我都没有
I do not possess silver and gold.
但是我有拿撒勒耶稣基督的名字
But I have the name of the Jesus Christ of Nazarene.
我奉主耶稣基督的名义叫你起来行走。
In the name of the Jesus Christ of Nazarene, walk.
哦，那个瘫痪的人一下子就起来行走了。
The paralytic immediately stood up and walked.
两个腿就健壮了。
And his legs were strengthened.
他就走着、跳着、赞美神，进到圣殿里面去了。
And he stood and he leaped and went into the temple to praise God.
从前他是坐在殿门口、殿外。
Previously, he was sitting outside the temple.
现在进到殿里面去了。
Now he entered into the temple.
进到神的同在里面去了。
He entered into the presence of God.
去享受神的丰富去了。
He was enjoying the abundance of God.
这彼得在身上显出了耶稣基督的全能了。
So from Peter, the power of the Lord Jesus was shown forth.
所以从那时彼得就成了教会中间的柱石。
So Peter became the pillar of the church at that time.
所以弟兄姊妹我们这里看见了，这就是主所指示给我们十字架的道路。
So, brothers and sisters, this is what God has shown us. This is the way of the cross.
啊，我们看见主耶稣摆在面前那个荣美的目标。
We see this glorious goal that Jesus has set forth before us.
要达到这个目标去呢，一定要经过这条十字架的道路。
And to reach the goal, we have to go through the way of the cross.
是这条十字架的道路把我们带进荣耀的里边。
It is this way of the cross that can get us into glory.
是从十字架达到宝座。
From the cross to the precious throne.
啊，我们诗歌本里面有一首诗歌。
We have this hymn in our hymnary.
啊，叫葡萄一生的事。
Which is about the life of the grape.
我听说这首诗歌是诗歌本里最长的一首诗歌。
I heard that this is the longest hymn in the hymnary.
一共有16节。
There are 16 stanzas.
啊，我听说这诗歌原来是意大利的一个诗人他写作的一篇散文。
I was told that this was a prose written by an Italian poet.
他借着葡萄一生的事来讲到主耶稣的一生。
through the story of a grapevine, he illustrated the life of the Lord Jesus.
来讲到主耶稣基督怎样他一生受到剥夺，从苦难，从卑微，从被剥夺进到荣耀里面去。
How Jesus has suffered all kinds of chiseling in his life so that ultimately he could get into glory.
那当然也是只是今天我们该走的一条道路。
This also illustrates the way that we have to take today.
这四个一共有16节。
There are 16 stanzas in this hymn.
那么最后两节第15节16节呢，听说是尼陀生弟兄啊他自己加上去。
I heard that stanza 15 and 16, the last two stanzas were added by Watchman Nee.
前面14节是意大利的诗人所写成散文，后来有人把它改编成诗歌。
The first 14 stanzas were prose written by an Italian poet that was turned into a hymn.
那么一共有14节，尼弟兄呢就加上最后的两节。
So originally there were 14 stanzas.
那最后的两节呢，可以说是画龙点睛啊，是这首诗歌的最精美的地方。
The last two stanzas were something that was something adding to perfection.
这诗歌讲到最后两节啊。顾量生命原则，一失不是一得。
Measure your life by loss, never measure by gain.
不是酒饮几多，乃是酒庆几何。
Not by much wine consumed, but wine poured out in pain.
因为爱的最大能力，乃是在于爱的舍弃。
The strength of love stands ever in love's sacrifice to show.
谁苦受得最多最深最也可以给人。
The more one suffers, then the more true love can be bestowed.
第十六节。
Stanza 16.
他谁待自己最苛。
He who spares not himself.
最易为神选择。
It's best for God to gain.
谁伤自己最狠。
Who hurts himself the most.
最能察人。泪痕
can best soothe those in pain.
谁不熟练损失剥夺
unless well learned in being stripped.
谁是敏拔响楼
a sounding brass is he.
谁能拯救自己
unless averse to saving self.
谁就不能乐解
ne'er can be blissful be.
尼弟兄这两节诗歌，那真是把十字架的道路写得非常的深刻。
Brother Nee wrote these two stanzas so well and so vividly depict the cross.
我想我们最后就和弟兄姊妹一同来唱一唱这两节诗歌。
I just want brothers and sisters to sing these two last two stanzas.
我们先请请给我们弹一遍。
We ask the pianist to play it once.
Thank you.
神选择，至上至极至好，最能察人的魂，是不是不思念不负，是是命落胸膛，是能是能拯救自己，是就不能落居。
让清风上来，带着担当。